This audio is brought to you by muslimcentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It's Riyad Razazi. We're coming you all to stories of the Prophet. Assalamu alaikum wa Allah. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan. Marhaban bikum. Welcome, welcome. Jazakumullah khair for joining. I'll just give a minute or two for more people to join. Thank you so much for being here. All the brothers and sisters, we're going to turn off the comments, but in a minute, inshallah ta'ala. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan Sa'diya, Humaira, Sharman, Facebook, and Sister Yashmin, always the first one, mashallah. Khadija and Munazza, Tasneem, all of you. Marhaban bikum, ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan, marhaban, humaya. Alhamdulillah. Yes, there was some stuff at home that we had to take care of. So sorry for being late. Wa alaikum salam, marhaban Nawal. Ahlan Sidi Yasin. Ahlan Sidi Yasin. Ahlan, ahlan, ahlan wa marhaba. Ahlan wa marhaban, ahlan. Ahlan wa marhaban. So inshallah ta'ala, today we'll be resuming our stories of the prophets, episode number 5. Just like yesterday, it was interesting session. Today inshallah will be another amazing session inshallah. Wa alaikum salam, ahlan wa marhaban, Sister Hanifa, ahlan Ansar Aslam, ahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan Mustafa bin Salem from Morocco. Wa alaikum salam rahmatullah. Ya marhaba, ya marhaba. Ahlan all of you. Hanifa, Catherine. Wa alaikum salam. Mariana, Sidi Yasin, Yashmin, Omer. All of you guys. Instagram, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So hope you guys are doing great. All of you brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you on this beautiful day of Friday. Blessed day of Friday. Today was an interesting day because right after almost four months not praying Jum'ah in the masjid, today we did Jum'ah in the masjid, alhamdulillah. So today today was special. You know, it was awkward standing on the minbar, but it was amazing, you know, to stand on the minbar of the Prophet Muhammad and deliver a khutbah after such a very long time not being able to perform Jum'ah, you know, in the masjid. Those of you on Instagram, the voice, the sound is all right so far. Ahlan Diane Keen, wa alaikum salam, how are you? Humaira Tokel, inshallah, all of you doing great. Wa alaikum salam, zakallah khair. The voice doing okay. We don't need to bring in, another sister to fix the voice, right? It's all good, alhamdulillah, right? Okay, well, let's start, inshallah, let's start. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. This is Riyad Razazi again, welcoming you all to the stories of the prophets. And this is episode number five, still talking about Adam's family, but a quick recapitulation or, you know, review of what we spoke about yesterday. You know, yesterday we talked about the fact that Adam alayhi salam went down to earth after he's been kicked out, you know, after he ate from the tree with his wife. They've been, you know, kicked out from Jannah. So they lived in on earth, you know, and they had kids altogether. They had 20 twins. So, you know, 40 kids altogether, subhanAllah, you know, and they were all twins. Every time Hawa will give birth, she will give birth to, you know, twins. And then the Sharia of the time, you know, as the kids started growing, you know, their sisters and brothers. But the Sharia of the time is the first brother twin, right? The two first twins, they're not allowed to marry each other. So the first brother twin will marry the second sister's twin, right? So this is how it works. And the second brother's twin will marry the first sister's twin. So that's how it would work. So Qabil, who was the elder twin, right? And Habil, who was the younger. So Qabil married Habil's sister and Habil married Qabil's sister. Qabil's sister happens to be more beautiful than Habil's sister, you know. So again, we talked about those diseases, if you remember, the diseases, those six main diseases that we spoke about yesterday. Do you remember them? you know, the greed, arrogance, envy. We talked about stinginess. We talked about stubbornness. We talked about ghadab, anger. You know, so these are the six different, you know, six different heart diseases that we spoke about yesterday. So they got married, and then remember the story of how the father wanted to have his children, you know, compete with each other. Qabil used to take care of the cattle, and Habil was taking care of farming and the fields and whatnot. So they did that, you know. They had the offered that sacrifice, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 27, watlu alayhim naba abnay adam, واتل عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the stories of the son of Adam when they offered this sacrifice. So this sacrifice was accepted from one and was not accepted from the other. It was accepted from Habil, who was a hard worker, who was more active, who was more productive. He brought the best of what he got, whereas that's Habil. Whereas Qabil, he was lazy, was not as active, was passive. So he did not bring the best of what he got. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the sacrifice of Habil versus the sacrifice of Qabil. That got Qabil to be angry again and again and again. You know, Habil gets to have it all. More beautiful sister as a wife. He's more active, he's stronger, he's more productive. And then Allah azza wa jalla accepts his sacrifice versus mine, you know. So he got angry and he said, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, I shall kill you. I shall kill you. But then his brother responded, if you were to reach out your arm to kill me, I will not reach out my arm to kill you. Inni akhafu Allah. Innama yataqabbalallahu yataqabbalallahu minal muttaqin. Allah will only accept from the muttaqin, from the pious, from the righteous. So this is where we spoke about so far yesterday in a quick preview. Sisters and brothers, I was talking about the fact that this is the very first wedding on earth, the very first bride on earth, the very first groom on earth, the very first mom who's, you know, happy, and dad who's happy because they're celebrating the wedding of their son and daughter. Imagine, the sons and daughters are getting married. So they are, you know, what kind of wedding is it? This is an amazing wedding, because the wedding, you know, are of the children of Adam and Eve together, you know. So they were of course, they will be extremely happy, preparing for the wedding. And the brother who came to tell his other brother, I shall kill you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 68, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you were to stretch your hand against me to kill me or to slay me, I shall not reach my hand out to kill you. Why? Because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the story goes on. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله. His nafs led him to slay his brother. So Allah Azza wa Jal here mentions the nafs. The nafs means the ego, means that bad nafs, the soul. He had a very, you know, diseased soul. You know, who's that? Qabil. So Allah Azza wa Jal didn't say the shaitan. It was the shaitan plus the nafs on top of that. But the nafs is more powerful than the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he mentions three types of souls. Three types, right? You have the righteous soul, you have the soul prone to evil, this is the worst, and you have that diseased soul, you know, the self-reproaching soul, and nafs al-lawama, the self-reproaching soul, the soul that blames you, whether you do something good or something bad, always blames you. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 29, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. So his nafs led him to slay his brother, فَقَتَلَهُ. And he killed him. So he killed his brother. How did he kill his brother? It was mentioned in some, you know, narrations that he took rock and then he went and he threw it, you know, at his brother. So he hit his head and crushed his head open. He killed his brother. My brothers and sisters, this is the very first crime in history. Imagine, the very first crime in history is the crime of a brother killing his brother. إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين. This is why we study the stories of the prophets to understand the Quran more. His brother, what did his brother say? His brother said, Habil, he said, إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك. Indeed, I want to let you draw my sin on your sin. Indeed, I want you, or I'm going to let you, you know, draw my sin on yourself. So I'm not going to kill you. If you want to kill me, I won't kill you back. لا, I will let you. Why? Because I will let you draw my sin on yourself. Why? فَتَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّاسِ. So that you will be from the inhabitants of hellfire. So that you will be from the inhabitants of hellfire. And then the ayah continues, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. Then his nafs, his soul, you know, led him to slay his brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So he became from the losers. What did he lose? He lost so many things. He became from the losers. He lost his brother. He lost the blessings of his parents, the blessings of his mother, the blessing of his dad. He lost Jannah. He lost Jannah. He became from al-khasirin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Indeed, he became from the losers. He lost so many things. So he did feel bad, of course. But it was too late. His brother is dead. The corpse was sitting there, and now he does not know. He does not know what to do with the corpse. At the time, who's going to teach them? You know, we don't know how to bury. Then the concept of burial wasn't present at the time, was not known at the time. He did not know. So there's a corpse sitting there, and the corpse started, you know, smelling. The parents are still waiting. The bride is ready and happy, waiting for her, you know, husband to come. Both brides, by the way, not only one bride, both brides were happy and waiting, right? But what to do? He does not know what to do with the body. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, look, this is again one, you know, one lesson after another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فبعث الله غرابا يبحث في الأرض ليريه كيف يواري سوءة أخيه. فبعث الله غرابا يبحث في الأرض ليريه كيف يواري سوءة أخيه. قال يا ويلتا أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب فأواري سوءة أخي فأصبح من النادمين. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a crow. He sent a crow, a ghurab, like a raven. You know what happened? There was two, you know, ghurabs, like two crows, you know, fighting one another, and one got killed. So what happened was, the one of the crows, he started, you know, digging the ground with his beak. And then he opened, like he digged a hole, and then he buried that dead crow. He buried the dead crow, and then he put the earth like the soil on top of him. And Qabil is watching what was happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then Allah sent a crow who scratched the ground to show him to show, yani to show Qabil how to cover the dead body of his brother. He did not know. So Allah subhanahu, he's not an angel. Allah sent them, he sent him a crow. He says, oh, I didn't even know what to do with the corpse of my own body, of my own brother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him a crow to teach him how to bury. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأْوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِي فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. After he saw that, then he felt regret. But it was too late because his brother is already dead. He killed him. You know, so أَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. He became full of regret after he killed his brother. مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ. This is an amazing ayah. The one that you know comes right after the you know the verse number 32 from Surah Al-Ma'idah as well. This is all in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 32. من أجل ذلك من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فإنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, because of this, we have ordained on Banu Israel. Banu Israel. What has Banu Israel to do with this? It's coming, inshallah ta'ala, in the story. لذلك كتبنا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, this is why we have ordained on the children of Israel that whosoever kills one person, as if he has killed the entire mankind. And whoever saves, you know, one person, one soul, as if he has saved the entire mankind. Whosoever kills a person, not in retaliation of murder, or spread mischief on earth, as if he has killed the entire mankind. And whosoever saves, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَحْمَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whoever saves one soul, as if he has saved the entire mankind. The very first person who committed a crime on earth, my brothers and sisters, is Qabil. The very first crime on earth, the very first killing on earth, was committed by the son of a prophet. The son of a prophet. Remember what I said yesterday? You have your hand, got fingers. It's still your hand, but these fingers are all different. He has 40 kids, and they were all different. Qabil happened to be an evil person. Same hand, same fingers, but different. You have children, they could be different. They are different, different in many ways. Their personalities would be different. You know, their temperament would be different. You know, so they differ in so many ways. So, what did he do? It's been said that Qabil, also the Prophet Muhammad, by the way, he said something here interesting. There's a really sound hadith in Bukhari Muslim, that whoever commits a crime in the on earth, the person who commits the crime will get the sin of committing the crime plus Qabil. Allahu Akbar. Plus Qabil. Yani anybody who commits a crime on earth, Qabil will be getting the sin. Because he was the very first one who initiated killing. Right? So the Prophet Muhammad says, anybody who commits a crime on earth, Qabil still will be getting. Yeah, that person will get the sin, of course, of committing that crime. And on top of that, Qabil himself will be getting that sin. Because he's the one who showed people about killing and who taught people about killing. May Allah save us all. Yes, he died. He killed him. It's been said or narrated that Qabil ran away. Where? He ran. He did not live with his parents. Yes, the father, the mom, they got to know. The brides, they of course got to know. It was a terrible tragedy. A terrible tragedy. Their son, you know, maybe their favorite son, got killed by their own son. So he ran into the valleys and he lived there, Qabil, with his wife, you know, and his, Qabila in the valleys. In fact, we're going to talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, right after, you know, the story of, once we finish the story of Adam, we're going to talk about what happened to Qabil with his Qabila, you know, with his tribe, with his people in the valleys, because he deserted from, you know, living, you know, and staying with his family, with his dad and his mom, and he ran away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced Adam with two sons who are prophets. Allah took one son away, but he gave something back. And this is the sunnah of Allah in the universe. Allah takes something from you only to give you something better.
Allahu
Akbar. How does that sound? For me, it sounds like halawa. For me, it sounds like a qishta. For me, it sounds like rasmalai. For me, it sounds like shabakia, those Moroccan shabakia. For me, it sounds sweet. For me, it sounds like Nutella. You know? Allah Azza wa Jalla takes something away from you only to give you something better. Yes. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced Adam, right? His son got killed. Aywa qishta, right? That's what I said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced Adam, right? With two sons who are prophets. Who are they? Trivia quiz. Who are they? Yalla Nawal. Arif, Mu'nisa, Karima. Who are they? Two sons that are prophets. He took away Habil, but gave him two sons that are prophets. Who are they? Who are they? Who knows? Humaira, Shahnaz. Who are they? Who are they? Who are the two prophets? And Shahid. And Shahid. And a martyr. And a martyr. So who's the martyr here? The martyr, you know. The martyr, you know, the martyr is Habil, Abel, right? Is the martyr. Cain is the criminal, is the killer. Firdausa, you are right. Firdausa, she's right. Shiit and Idris. Shiit or Set, or Shiit bil Arabi. Shiit, the way you wrote it, Firdausa, is the old way. They call it Shiit with S-H-E-A-T-H. Or Set, S-E-T-H in English. Or in Arabic, Sheet. We will talk about him. Yeah? So, and Idris as well. We will talk about Idris as well today. So, two prophets and one Shaheed and one martyr. And that's Habil. And they lived. Left. Life carried on. Left moved on. Yes, he died. But left moved on. His kids got grown up and they grew up and living together. And as Adam alayhi salam started growing up in age, and he felt that, you know, soon maybe he will die, he wanted to do something interesting. He wanted to do something really, really nice, something really good. Something, in fact, with his son, Set or Sheet or Shat. What do you think he did with his son Set, Adam alayhi salam? Something for mankind, by the way. Something for the human beings. What did Adam and his son do together before Adam died? Anyone? In fact, who knows the answer? Raise their hand. I'm going to bring them online, live. Maybe they can win this, you know, they can win a prize. Maybe they can win a prize. Does anybody know? If you know, raise your hands. And then maybe I can bring you live. And then you can tell me if the question is correct. You win a prize. But that has to be on Instagram. Facebook, I'm sorry. Anybody knows? So right after the death of before Adam died, before Adam, as he grew, you know, up in age, he did something with his son. What did they do before he died? Right? So who knows the answer? Sajida, who knows the answer? Firdausa, who knows the answer? If you know the answer, raise your hand. If you don't know the answer, then still raise your hand. I don't know. Who knows the answer? Anybody? Do you want me to tell you then? Sisters and brothers, you want me to tell you? Create a boat. أبو يحيى. Yes, I'll tell you inshallah ta'ala. I'll tell you guys. All right. So here, they built the Kaaba. They built the Kaaba together. Brothers and sisters, the very first person, in fact, who built the Kaaba, the very first people who built the Kaaba are the angels. And I teach this. I teach this live in Mecca. When I go to Mecca and I take people with me, to Mecca, you know, for Umrah and Hajj. I take them on a tour, right? I take them on a tour and I tell them, you know, the history of the Kaaba. No, you did not. You know, somebody else said it and I said it before you. So I take them and I give them a history of the Kaaba, right? So, and I hope, inshallah, maybe one day you brothers and sisters will come with me, you know, to Mecca and perform Umrah with me, or perform Hajj with me. I hope you could do that, inshallah ta'ala. Because Sheikh Riyad, you know, Riyad Warzazi here live is different than Riyad in Mecca. Riyad in Canada is different than Riyad in Mecca. Riyad in Mecca is different than Riyad in Medina. Riyad in Medina is different than Riyad in Arafah. Oh, I'm different, you know? So, it's subhanAllah. It's just, it is what it is, right? You know, so I wish, inshallah, maybe one day you can come with me for Hajj, inshallah, or Umrah. So, yes, the very first people who built the Kaaba are the angels. And after the angels came Adam alayhi salam. Adam and Seth together, his son, they built the Kaaba. And then after that, you know, it was Ibrahim, and after in Ismail, and after Ibrahim and Ismail, it was the Amalika, and after the Amalika, it was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. And after the Amalika after the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam came the Quraysh with Quraysh, and then of course at the time of the Prophet and after the Prophet Muhammad, you know, the Kaaba went through so many stages and so many times it got remodeled, you know. And the very last person who actually rebuilt the Kaaba was from the Ottoman Empire. His name is Murad the Fourth is the very last person who rebuilt the Kaaba. And the Kaaba that you see today, my brothers and sisters, is different than the in terms of the size. It is not the same Kaaba that was built initially by Ibrahim alayhi salam or by Adam alayhi salam. It was different, right? It was different. So, I turned off the comments so that you can just focus with me here, inshallah ta'ala. I don't want to, again, ban anyone, but if you guys don't watch what you're saying, you'll be banned again. Anyways, they built the Kaaba together. That's one thing. But before he died, this is what he did, I know, before he died. When Adam died, his family, again, did not know how to bury, because they don't know, you know, Qabil left, and they don't know the sunnah of the burial. So who buried Adam alayhi salam? The angels came down and they you know, Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, he took Adam's soul. They washed him alayhi salam, they shrouded him, they put perfume, you know, hannat or tahnit, we call it tahnit, you know, they dig that grave, and then they buried him, they sallu alayhi, they prayed, you know, for him. And then they, you know, after they put him on the turab, you know, they prayed for him before putting him. And then they said to the children of Adam, Ya Bani Adam, hadihi sunnatakum fi dafn. Oh, Bani Adam, this is the sunnah of burial. So who taught them how to bury? Were the angels. So the angels are those who buried Adam alayhi salam. It's been said that Adam alayhi salam lived 960 years. Imagine. It's been said that Adam alayhi salam lived 160 years. After Adam, my brothers and sisters, who came and who joined? You know, for 10 centuries, it's been said, you know, people were under tawheed. They were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion of Adam alayhi salam, the children of Adam and so on. For 10 centuries, there was no kufr. It's been said that Adam again lived about 960 years. Then came after that, after him, his son, Sheet, or Seet, Shet, Sheet. In Arabic, it means Hibatullah. It means in Arabic, Hiba. Hiba means a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means a gift. My brothers and sisters, just so you know, this is really nice information. There are 104 scrolls or chronicles, suhuf, books, revelations. There are 104 scrolls or chronicles altogether, sahifa. 51 was revealed to Sheet alone. Subhanallah. 51 sahifa, 51 was revealed to Sheet alone. Also called, you know, Set. Cain, he moved to the valleys. Sheet, the new prophet, he set some legislations. One of the legislations, I said, you know, because I said he had 51 sahifa, you know, these are the scrolls, you know, the divine scrolls. One of his legislations is to prohibit people to mix with Qabil's tribe, because they know where they were. You know, they knew where they were. They were just in the valleys. So from the Sharia, from the legislation of Sayyid, of Sheikh, he prohibited people from mixing with Qabil. So what did Qabil do? He was living with his, you know, with Qabila, and the Qabila was an oppressive Qabila, was bad Qabila. But then Shaitan came. Shaitan was present here. Brothers and sisters, this is amazing. You know, I'm going to talk about how music evolved. Imagine, I'm going to put back this just for a second. I'm going to put back this just for a second. Have you ever thought how music got created, like developed, and who initiated this thing about music? Something interesting that you learned today. Shaitan is one of the traps of Shaitan. He came in a form. I'm going to find you, man. I know who you are. I'm going to find you. Right, I know I'm gonna, one day I'm gonna come and you find me, you know, by your door, because I know who you are now. And I know, so since you know, since you know the MMA, you know, Brother Hikmet, I'm gonna find you and come to your home. So what was I saying? Now, here's what happened, sisters. This is the history. Iblis, he came in the form of a man. And he went to Qabil's, Qabila, the tribe of Qabil's. And he told them that he wanted to move out from Qabilat Habil. Qabilat Habil, just so you know, look at some characteristics of the people of Qabilat Habil. The men were very handsome. Listen up, listen up. Stop talking, stop chatting. Just listen up. Men were not handsome, but their women were very, very handsome. Right? This is Qabilat who? Qabilat, the tribe of Qabil. The tribe of Qabil, the men were not handsome, but the women were very handsome. Whereas the Qabila of Habil, Habil is different. Habil, his Qabila, the men were handsome, but the women were not handsome. So it's all the opposite. You know, look at the opposite, you know. So one more time. Qabilat Qabil. Qabil, the men were not handsome, but the women were really beautiful. But Qabilat Habil, the men were handsome, and the women were, you know, they were not that handsome. So Shaitan went in a form of a very handsome man. He says, I came from Qabilat Habil. I don't want to live with them. I want to move out. I'm looking for a job. I want to live here. I want to live with you. And he was really handsome. He was really handsome. So he lived with them. He lived with them, you know, and he was handsome. And the men there were not handsome. And the women are handsome, right? So Shaitan is playing all these tricks. And then he started creating things. He's working there. He's living with them. But his aim is to teach them stuff. So he created a drum. A drum. And then he started making sounds with the drum. Like, boom, boom, boom. You know, a drum with making sound. People, they never heard that sound before. What is this? Boom, you know, a drum making sound, you know. Boom. And then he created a metal to make sounds with the drum. And then he created the flute to make a sound with the flute. So a sound with the flute, a sound with the metal, the sound with the drum. So people never heard these sounds. Who's this man making all these amazing sounds we've never heard before? Not only that, sisters and brothers, he made or he selected or chose a day. Just like when we say Saturday night, you know, Saturday night, he chose of a day of a festival. He says, this day, in this day, we will all assemble and I will, you know, introduce you to my sounds. So you will hear the sounds. Just like the Saturday night party, the Saturday night fever, the Saturday night. Maybe Saturday night came from, you know, from Iblis himself, because he's the one who said, you know, once a week we will meet and I will introduce to you, you know, these sounds. So that's what happened. A sound with the drum, a sound with the flute, the sound with the metal, you know, and then people are all gathered, women, beautiful women, men, you know, a man from Qabil, and he's this beautiful man, but it was Shaitan, right? Beautiful man, teaching them how to make sounds. Not only that, he didn't stop that. He don't stop that. Now, what did he do? And then he went to the Saits. This is the Shait how, you know, Shait Qabila. Qabila, Habil died, of course. No, so this is Qabila Shait, the prophet, Qabila Shait. And Qabila, the tribe of Shait, and the tribe of Qabil. So he went back to the tribe of Shait. And then he told them, he started talking to people, whispering and talking to them. And guy, especially talking to the man, because the men were ugly. And he was telling them, come, come, come. You should come with me to the other tribe. Their women are gorgeous. Come with me. Just come and watch. That's all you have to do. Come and watch from far. They have this day where they have this party happening. Because he taught them how to make the sounds. So they were making sounds, you know, with the drum. And so on that night, he brought, you know, few people, few men. And they came and they started looking. These men who are back in the Shaits, Qabila, they know that the women were not as attractive. When they went to the other, you know, tribe and they saw these beautiful women. So, hey, Shait, man, what's going on with this? How come all the beauty is there? How come all the beauty is there? We have no beauty here. How come all the beauty is there? And then he took some women as well with him. So the women went as well. And then they saw that handsome men are all there in Qabil's. All the handsome men are there in Qabil's Qabila. And all the women, you know, and all the ugly men are in Shait's house, in Shait's Qabila. So even the women were saying, hey, what's up with this man? What's up with this picture? All the handsome men here, you know, and the men are saying, all the gorgeous women are here. You know, what's going on here? It was just Shaitan. And Shaitan did something else. Did something else. He went and he also whispered to the women. Because women, they're just dressed up, right? But he taught them how to seduce the men. It was all Shaitan's work from the beginning. Because women, you see, they were under the, and men, they were under the natural inclination, the natural instinct. People did not know they were covered and everything. They don't know this aid. They don't know, you know, adultery. They don't know. They don't know, you know, to show their, astaghfirullah, their chest or their breast. They don't know. They don't know. So Shaitan went and he taught their women, the handsome, the gorgeous women, right? He went and he told them and he taught them how to seduce the man, how to walk, how to talk, how to have, open this. This is too loud. Open this, open. You know, he started teaching them stuff, what to do to attract the other sex. And sheets, man, I watch it. Sheets, man, I watch it. And then they're just, and teaching them stuff, teaching them how to look in the today, how to like this, every woman who wants to send a picture now or take a picture, she has to do like this, right? I don't know. Maybe it was I don't know who is doing all this. So Ajib, isn't it, right? So Shaitan was teaching, the women what to do to attract the men. And the men started coming in, and they started more, could you just be quiet? Could you be quiet? Otherwise, I'm going to shut this off. Just be quiet, all right? And then what happened was they started attracting them. They got it attracted. They started being acquainted together and things together. And they fell into zina on top of that. They fell into zina. He taught them how to fall into zina, how to commit adultery. Shaitan taught them how to commit adultery. Because it was haram at the time. They were following the religion and of tawheed of Adam alayhi salam and his son, Sheet. But they did not know. So Shaitan was doing. All this was orchestrated by al-shaytan wal-iyadu billah. Music, women, adultery, all this was invented by Shaytan la'anahullah. And we still don't want to take heed. We don't want to take heed. They went astray, and we don't want to take heed. But what happened? They lived together until the coming of another prophet, because Seth, he realized and he made an effort to bring people back and to use his the scrolls that he has and teach. But of course, now it's the struggle of good versus the struggle of evil together. So in one camp, the camp of Sheet is good and the camp of Qabil is the bad, and the camp of Qabil, who tried to, subhanAllah, seduce and attract the people from the Qabilat of Shait. So there was a big chaos happening, in a way. But still, people were under the majority, from the Qabilat of Shait. They were still under the religion of Tawheed until Allah subhanahu wa taala sent another prophet by the name of Idris alayhi salam. Who is Idris, by the way? Idris was mentioned in the Quran twice. Idris is mentioned in the Quran twice. He is from the progeny of Adam, and he was born in a town called Babylon in Iraq at the time, called in Babylon. And Enoch or Idris, mentioned twice in the Quran. Idris was known to be calm. Idris was known to be tall. He was known to be well-spoken. Idris comes from dirasa, or it is derived from the term or the word dirasa, studying. In fact, it was said that Idris, he was the very first man who taught people. He was the very first man who taught people about writing. The very first man who taught humanity about writing is Idris alayhi salam. It comes from dirasa. He's a man who loves to study. He loves to write. He loves, to study and to write. So this is why Idris was called Idris. And he was the very first man who invented the writing and taught people how to write. What do we know much about Idris? Nothing. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned him, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذِي الْكِفْلِ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to Ismail and Idris and Dhil Kifl, those are all prophets. They were from those who persevere and those who are patient. Alayhim salam. But there's this interesting story about Idris, my brothers and sisters. Idris, as he loves to study and he loves ilm, he wanted to live long. He wanted to live, you know, long. So he asked Jibril for a request. What did he ask Jibril? And what did Jibril tell him? It's an amazing, amazing, amazing story of Idris and Jibril and the story of where Idris is today, because the Prophet Muhammad met Idris. He saw him. He met him. You know, where in the heavens? He is in the heavens, but where? Prophet Muhammad met Idris alayhi salam. But there was a story that Idris happened between him and Jibril and the angel of death. And not only that, Idris and people will live with Idris for how long? Under what religion? But who will come after Idris alayhi salam? Who will come after Idris? Because what will happen to the people? Because there's a prophet. But what will happen to the people after the, you know, during the era of Idris and after Idris is gone? Does Allah Azza wa Jalla send one prophet after another? After the prophet dies, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send right away another prophet? Or does Allah wait for a century or two or three before he sends down another prophet? What happens? We need to know. Because this will, you know, become clearer once we study the stories of the prophets, inshallah ta'ala. So a little bit about that, inshallah. Until next episode, which will be on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk about the story of Idris and the story of what happened with him and Jibril, what happened to Idris and Malak al-Maut, you know, what happened to Idris and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he met him. We will talk about, you know, him, and we will talk about his people, and then we will talk about the inshallah ta'ala, the Prophet who will come right after Idris alayhi salam. And who will be, where, and why would he be sent? You know, why he will be sent? We will talk about all that, insha'Allah ta'ala, bi'idhnillah, on our next episode. We'll talk about that, insha'Allah ta'ala, bi'idhnillah, next episode, insha'Allah ta'ala. That will be, insha'Allah ta'ala, next Monday, bi'idhnillah, next Monday, right? Barakallahu fikum. I appreciate you all coming and joining. May Allah bless you all. Jazakallah khair, Omer. Jazakallah khair, Nawal, for joining. Jazakallah khair, Kiko Leblanc, although you came in late. And Humaira and Dayan Keen, all of you brothers and sisters. Jazakallah khair, Karima, barakallahu fiki. You know, and all of you, Arif, all of you from, you know, Instagram and those from Facebook. Jazakallah khair for joining. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Don't forget, those of you, today is Friday, those of you who live in Canada, in the East, it's still time to make dua, because Friday there is an hour, you know, on Friday, if you were to make dua on that day, you know, or that hour, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, answer your dua. So there's an hour, which is the last hour of Friday, last hour before, you know, Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala, make dua. And those of you, you know, will make dua for everybody, inshallah ta'ala. Those of you who already, yani khalas, it's almost maybe Monday, you know, wherever you are. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless all of you. Zakum Allah khair. Ya Halab Abu Yahya. Thank you, Yashmin, for joining. And thank you, Karima, for joining. All of you. Zakum Allah khair once more time. Those of you on Facebook, Sophia, Al-Munazza, Mariana. Zakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.